Good morning, friends. Good morning, world. Kli. Tens Haifa 2 and 3. We've connected all week for this preparation. The topic is prayer, which is the most important thing we have. And we were really concerned the whole week that this preparation will work and we can serve the whole world Kli and connect between us in this lesson. In one desire, to draw the light that'll direct us correctly and connect us. And this huge vessel called Nei Baruch that gives us and serves us. So today we got the privilege that we in something can help the friends connect. And that's great gratitude to the Creator. Great gratitude to our Rav, our guide. That we receive all the means, we're not lacking a thing. We have guidance, we have a group. We have everything in order to try and discover the love between us. And I think that with such great friends like I have in the 10, such great friends we have in the world Kli, we must be in great happiness that we have such a thing, that we were rewarded, that we were chosen to be able to realize this thing. That's it. I'm wishing everyone in the whole world, Kli, that I'm very excited now. So let's connect in this lesson and draw the light and be in happiness. Chaim, great friends. Chanoch.
בוקר טוב חברים. אנו זוכרים את ההתרגשות.
Good morning, friends. We all remember the first excitement When we found something after a long search in life, let's remember that. I know that new aviut, coarseness, has been added, but we want to awaken it, awaken this sense together now. L'chaim.
Rabash writes, a prayer is work in the heart. That is, since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not receive, it follows that he has a lot of work inverting it, and since it is against nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of this nature and enter what is discerned as above nature. This is called a miracle, and only the Creator can perform miracles. That is, for man to be able to exit self-love is a miraculous act. Again, a prayer is work in the heart. That is, since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not receive, it follows that he has a lot of work in inverting it. And since this is against nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of his nature and enter what is discerned as above nature. This is called a miracle. And only the Creator can perform miracles. That is, for man to be able to exit self-love is a miraculous act.
Question for an active workshop. How will we connect all our deficiencies to one deficiency in order to awaken the reforming light? I'm reading it again. How will we combine all our deficiencies into one deficiency in order to awaken the reforming light?
It's a matter of incorporation, how much we can do that, as much as friends in the ten can become incorporated in each other's desire, we thus increase the deficiency, and that's the secret of success. The greater the deficiency, the more we can turn to the Creator successfully.
The moment the deficiency of the friends is more important than my deficiency, then I raise him constantly and ask the Creator to help me, give me the importance, so that the importance of the lack of the friend being above, that's how I draw the light, by asking constantly for the friends to be able to connect. That's how I am in a constant demand for the light to come and help.
Yes, through the shared prayer that we continue to develop between us, this support to add more and more closeness to each other, that really drives us forward.
If we pay attention to our sensitivity to our nature, and then the moment I feel something for self, we can divert it towards our upper nine, and then the desire Tuchbal will be multiplied to the forces of the ten.
Gabriel writes, let's connect all our deficiencies to a single deficiency. with our common request for the friend's success. Yaakov adds to look for the friend's deficiencies and ultimately ask the Creator to unite all the deficiencies to one shared deficiency. And I'll add, there's really nothing else besides asking the Creator to make our deficiencies one deficiency to bring him contentment.
It's a miracle. Only the Creator can do so. It's not so clear, but probably when we join our efforts, then a miracle happens. The Creator helps.
Just like the Creator doesn't think of himself, we also have to think of the friends as much as possible. This is how we'll be in equivalence of form with the Creator.
There really is just one deficiency for adhesion, which is expressed in different ways. Therefore, if you unite, the desire for unification will be simply one. Each of us needs to rise above himself and to ask for the whole ten, Nechaim.
The deficiencies connect in the Creator, but we have to try to love each other, each one towards the others, and help each other on the path.
It's also important to scrutinize what are the conditions to draw the reforming light. What creates in us the lack, the right to demand for us to be in the right direction? And just as we already spoke, the intensity of the deficiency depends on the extent in which we will succeed to incorporate together one in the other.
Rabash writes, the only way to obtain a deficiency that we are lacking the desire to bestow is by prayer, which is a medium between man and the deficiency. That is, one prays for the Creator to give him something for which he has no deficiency, that he will lack it. It follows that the kli that is called deficiency is a deficiency with respect to the feeling, meaning that he does not feel its lack. And the prayer is that the Creator will give him the light, which is the filling for of his lack. We'll read again. The only way to obtain a deficiency that we are lacking the desire to bestow is by prayer, which is a medium between man and the deficiency. That is, one prays for the Creator to give him something for which he has no deficiency, that he will lack it. And it follows that the kli that is called deficiency is a deficiency with respect to the feeling, meaning that he does not feel its lack. And the prayer is that the Creator will give him the light, which is the filling of his lack.
A
question for a silent act workshop. What is the real deficiency that we're asking the Creator for? What is the real deficiency that we are asking the Creator for?
שלום חברים, סדנה פעילה, נבחר יחד.
Active workshop.
שאלה, בסירייה למען חיבור, למען החיבור
הכלי. Build together a prayer in the ten for the connection of the world kli in the lesson.
Bore Yakar, toda lecha she'asavta otanu kan ve'natata lanu hizdamnut lifnot elecha.
Dear Creator, thank you for gathering us here together and giving us the opportunity to thank you. We know that we're here together and we're asking for the correct prayer.
We ask that you help the friends that they'll succeed in bringing you contentment.
Give us awakening through our common reading to express ourselves and to ask for corrections for the friends.
Thank you for awakening us today. What a joy, what a blessing to sit together. We are your possession. Please do with us whatever will bring the most joy to your system. Please connect my friends.
כן, גבריאל כותב, תעזור לנו להרגיש את לבבות החברים.
Yes, Gabriel writes, help us feel the hearts of the friends in one heart and connect all our prayers and requests of the friends to one prayer. Yaakov is adding, I'm asking that you give each and every friend the importance, every moment, the opportunity to connect.
תפילת החברים. בורא, תודה על ההזדמנות לבנות כלי.
Prayer of the friends. Creator, thank you for the opportunity to build a spiritual vessel, which is our shared heart filled with love. Thank you for the opportunity to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, to rise to the level of Adam and not to remain a beast. We thank you for the privilege you gave us to work on the connection between us in the tens and in the entire world kli. Make it so that our mouths and our hearts will always be equal, and that we see the greatness of our friends and not their flaws. We want to feel you like being in the safety of our mother's hands. Give us the ability to hold on to each other, to grow the force of love and bestowal between us, until you say, my sons have defeated me. And that in this way we will fulfill the thought of creation and give you contentment. Amen.